This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline, and you can be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to be part of the conversation. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. What's up, Bart Scott?
What up, what up? And you're right, college football is back, and they took center stage last week, and you know, some games were great, some games were snoozers, and some games were a surprise.
We had some football. This was like, to me, it was the appetizer for what's coming. And it's now we're 2 days away from the start of the NFL season. Thursday night, you get the Bucs and the Cowboys, and already, Bart, already. And this is like, you knew this was going to be a concern this year, maybe more than last year. Is it crazy to think that it could be more than last year because
no bubbles?
Because
no bubbles. Nobody's living in a bubble. You know, nobody's going straight home. Nobody's following anybody home. I can remember guys were having meetings in the hotel rooms. They weren't allowed to be around each other. So I think that now guys are going to have more exposure, not even more exposure with themselves, but more exposure with their family and friends because everybody feels emboldened that they're vaccinated. So guys are going to be all over the place, and you can't really control where people go if you don't put them in a bubble. And, you know,
as Bruce Arians said with the Bucs, right? Like they're not allowed to go anywhere. They're going to make sure that everybody stays, you know, kind of in the hotel when they're on the road.
Right.
We'll see how far that goes.
No going out for, you know, you got a buddy on another team. You kind of guys need to meet up and
what
go
happened?
Meet with each other.
And when, you know, what happened when the Titans got together with Tampa.
Exactly.
That's when it all started.
And you know, it's crazy, right? And to hear that Tom Brady had COVID, you know, right after the parade, which means
big shock. I mean,
he looked like Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah, you know, he looked like Weekend at Bernie's. You don't know who he was around. People just breathing his face. Hi, Tom.
It's true though, but you know what? With that in mind, let's get to Straight Talk. By the way, Straight Talk Wireless, because it's already a problem. Now it's been throughout training camp with certain teams, including the Titans hit probably worse than anybody. But now all of a sudden, with the Dallas Cowboys for the season opener, they're compromised. As, you know, again, Dak Wilson coming back is the big story for the Cowboys, but it was also
Dak Prescott.
What'd I say?
You got Wilson stuck in your head.
Oh, man. God. Dak Wilson?
Yeah, don't worry. The Jets are going to play soon enough, buddy. It's okay. You're going to see if it's real
Dak
or not real.
Dak Prescott, yes. Dak Prescott has been the story because of his return. But the offensive line's return this year is also important.
Yep.
Them being healthy and Zach Martin being a huge part of that. Well, now he's now expected to miss this opener because he tested positive for COVID-19. And I mean, so you have that. So the way it works, of course, is, and Todd Archer has the story up on ESPN.com, he can't be cleared in time to play. He is vaccinated, and a fully vaccinated player can return to play in 5 days if he does not have symptoms following two negative tests separated by 24 hours. Now, the game is Thursday night. So there's not much time or not enough time to get this done. Now, it depends on who you ask, of course, because Jerry Jones is keeping his options open.
I'm still the guy that want him. He's going to be testing right up until game time, and maybe we can get a couple of negative tests out of him. He can get two negatives over the next couple of days, then he could play. Don't hold out for that. So, you know, I'm always looking for that pony in there somewhere. He's arguably the best player. Best of what? The best player. And you go in a game against the world champions, not have your best man there, that's a setback.
You think?
Yeah.
That is a major setback, and that's why Jerry Jones is going to move. I mean, come hella high water, we're going to try to get this guy tested and ready to go in time for that game.
You know who he's calling. He's calling Nick Saban doctors because Nick Saban went from having COVID Wednesday to being cleared on Saturday. Like, come on, son.
That was last season.
And this is where you really need an independent doctor or independent lab, because listen, it's black and white and it's an area of gray, and we know that a lot of teams and a lot of coaches, you know, smudge in the beginning of the gray, and they live in gray, because who's to say that one day it won't be a big game and a big quarterback or a big player can't play in the postseason playoffs or something like that. You don't think they're going to smudge that test? You don't think they're going to false positive or false negative that test? I mean, we saw it with like in baseball all last year. Like, is Jerry going to be running in at halftime at a game, running across the field? It's negative. Suit up. Suit up.
They put him on the active roster. Well, right. I don't think he would be able to be put on the active roster. They'll be trying to get it. You could tell, but just by the way Jerry's talking. And why is Zach Martin so important to the Cowboys? Why does this make such a difference? Why would Jerry Jones do whatever it takes to get the negative test that he needs so Zach Martin's available for the season opener? Jeff Saturday on Get Up explains.
If we were talking about a quarterback, Zach Martin is Patrick Mahomes at his position. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you keep hearing Zeke say he's the best player on our offense and you hear, you know, Jerry say, man, you know, he's a man of prayer. We're hoping he can come back and get it by Thursday. Something crazy is going to happen. All of those things, because you understand literally your best player on offense is now out against probably the best front four they're going to face all season.
Is Jerry, he's a praying man. Is he praying to 7-pound, 2-ounce baby Jesus? Or is he praying to, like, grow? Is he just going to God?
All of them. Like, who's he? He's got them all.
He probably is a
you know,
pagan.
You know the bumper sticker that says coexist and it has all the different religious symbols? He's got them all. He's working every single one again. Look, it's week one of 17.
Yeah.
And I mean, would you have taken Dallas against the Bucs in the opener anyway?
No.
Dak Prescott hasn't seen live action. This will be the first time. But I do think it does have a major effect on Zeke Elliott and how impactful that he can be when you don't have him. Listen to this. So J-Dub put this together for us, our producer Jonathan Winthrop. Last season, when Zach Martin played, the Cowboys' offense averaged 101.9 rushing yards per game, 4.4 yards per rush, and overall 5.8 yards per play. Okay? When he wasn't in the lineup, Zach Martin wasn't in the lineup. It goes from 101.9 rushing yards per game to 48.1, Bart. It goes from 4.4 rushing yards per rush to 3.8. It goes from 5.8 yards per play to 4.7. He's basically worth to you 1 yard per play in the game and over 50 rushing yards per game. That's what he's worth to you. That's how valuable he is.
Well, where he's most valuable is the fact that you don't get immediate inside pressure, right? Because I would argue to say that if they would have lost Lionel Collins on the right side, you can put a tight end over there to try and help out. It's really nothing you can do in the interior. And the last place you want instant pressure is on the inside, right? So now you're thinking about some backup, some guy that maybe isn't anywhere as good as Zach Martin is going to be responsible from stopping you from, you know, and Ndamukong Suh.
And what did you say you were going to, you would do against Dak Prescott?
Treat him as a
make him a runner.
Yeah, so treat him as a mobile quarterback.
And how do you do that?
He's willing to run, right?
Flush him out of the pocket.
Right. So now you understand. Now you can get A-gap blitzes too. Now A-gap blitzes are possible because I know that backup guard is going to have to deal with Ndamukong Suh. And I know that center is going to have to deal with either Villaveda or McClendon. So I'm blitzing right through the A-gap. So now what's going on is now Zeke's going to have to step up to try and protect, and I'm sitting right in the lap because I guess what? I know Zeke can't cut me. You can't cut me, Zeke, because if you cut me and if I fly over you, guess where I'm landing? Right in the knees of Dak Prescott. So now, like, it changes my game plan because now I know that they're weak up the middle. I'm going to exploit that weakness. I'm shooting all my bullets in the middle and making Dak a runner. And you talk about it also limits the type of runs that you can do too because now you're going to be trying to run perimeter runs. I know this. So now I'm going to get my guys in nice wide nines and say, hey, Pierre Paul, Barrett, set the edges. Don't worry. If make them cut it up because they're weak in the inside, and that's where our strength is in the inside of our interior defense.
Greeny believes this game could be a blowout.
What
do you think's going to – I mean, this is, again – it's the season opener. Eyes are on Dak, but obviously all eyes are on Tom Brady and this Bucs team and what they can do this season after winning the Super Bowl last year. You know, it's a pretty – this is – when it comes to season openers, this is a pretty special one. I mean, this is
it's
two teams that you're really looking at, not just because of the Dallas Cowboys, because of the brand, but it's actually because – Are we going to see them this year be a team that can win their division and make some noise? I mean, their offensive line is so important to them, and their projected offensive starting lineup for the offensive line, they played three series in the preseason. They just haven't spent a lot of time together in the preseason, and now they're going to miss one of their guys, or most likely, unless Jerry Jones can pull off the unthinkable, he's not going to be there for the season opener.
And new defensive system, right? So now you're going to have to worry about new defensive system against an offense that's together for the second year and having to communicate with each other. Everybody knows that Dan Quinn runs a version of, you know, the cover three. And here's the problem, right? You can have a new coordinator and bring up new energy, but guess what? Tom has an old book. And he's like, oh, what do you mean Tom? Tom has an old book. You don't think he got notes on Dan Quinn from the Super Bowl? You don't think he knows how he uses his players in that system? So it's tough because he's old. He's new, but he's old. And so for Tom, he knows exactly what he did in New England to kind of try and exploit that defense, especially when you talk about that historical comeback that they had. So that's already bad because he understands the fronts. He understands, you know, the assignments and alignments and adjustments to certain things, and he's going to exploit that. So that's bad for the defense and bad for the offense, which means maybe a pretty early night for me going to bed early because so it should be a laugher by the third quarter.
So you agree with Greeny? This could be a blowout.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
I mean, that'd be the worst
thing. I think I just talked myself into it.
You did.
Yeah, I think I did.
You just convinced me as well after you just broke it down like that. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Get your calls rolling on this and what it means for the Dallas Cowboys. There's a team that's a team to me that I'm really watching this season because the Cowboys start to feel like that every year it's always something, right? Every year it's always something. And when is that year where these types of things won't become an issue? But I'll tell you what, I don't think this will be exclusive to them. In fact, we'll talk in a little bit about how there's a lot of concern that the Zach Martin story could be one of several, even just in week one, impacting lineups all around the league. Again, we'll get to that in a moment. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All right, that was Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We're coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. So the other team in this game, of course, is the defending Super Bowl champs, the Bucks. They have all 22 back. I mean, they're starting – all their starters are back.
Yeah.
I mean, this is – the championship team has returned. We don't really see that often. Normally, you win a Super Bowl and –
I don't think we've ever seen it.
Things have to –
people cash in.
There's that, and then there's also obviously tough decisions to be made, but, you know, or guys retire. Like, it's just amazing to think that the entire squad is back to try to do it again, but there's one more game this year. So it's a little bit, you know, – obviously a little bit more of a challenge, but is the division better or worse this year? That's another question to ask. But here's the other question. The over-under for the win total, Bart, for them by Caesars Sportsbook is 12. Again, out of 17 games, 12. And Caesars is saying that 78% of the bets so far are the over. So you're talking about, you know, like 13-4 or better for them. Can you see that?
See, just human nature to relax. Right? When you're full, it's hard to be hungry.
That's right. That all the time.
And bringing all these guys back, you don't have, outside of the rookies, you don't have anybody chomping at the bit to get their first ring. Right? And they probably feel like, hey, well, we want to be pacing. Right? And when you are the last team standing, you went longer than anybody outside of your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And fatigue, you don't be able to train as much, you don't be able to get back right as much. And for everybody that says, well, this team is together for the second time, they're going to be better, and Tom is going to be more comfortable in offense. Well, guess what? Defenses are going to be more comfortable in what you do with that same personnel, right? So I'm going to know.
It's a lot of film, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of film, right? And what do people do? They break down the champions. And can the Bucks handle – I think the Bucks are going to have a couple games where they go out there not with the right energy, overlooking somebody and lose to some teams that they shouldn't lose to. So I think 12 is about right. Now, maybe they can squeak out, you know, another one, right? But I think it's about right. 12 to 13, I think they're going to lose some games that they shouldn't lose. And you know that if they get late in the season and things are locked up, they're not going to play Tom Brady, which is going to, you know, maybe have them losing a couple
games.
That all
depends on where their record is. I'm going to give you a reason why you should believe the over is the way to go. But first, as you mentioned, they bring everybody back. It's the same offense, or at least similar offense to last year. Maybe they made some adjustments and upgrades because the more you know a playbook, the more you can add to it, right, Bart? So here's how about Mike Evans, who's going to be one of Brady's favorite targets, of course, talking about where the offense is a year later.
We're miles ahead of where we were last year. Not just me and his connection, but the whole team, the whole offense. I mean, it's really exciting, and hopefully we can do something really special this year.
I mean, I would hope they'd be miles ahead of last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's not COVID. They had a real offseason. Remember, Tom was breaking the rules out in parks and stuff like that, getting fined by the city of Tampa. You know, I bet you he'll never get fined again, no matter what type of rules he breaks. He's a made man there now. But, you know, of course they're more comfortable, right? Remember, no risky, no bisky and all that stuff. And they had this kind of come together moment during the bye week where Bruce Arians and Tom Brady was able to kind of figure it out. And they went on that historical run after then. So, I mean, listen, this team is going to be much better. But I believe all the rest of the teams are going to be much better, too, simply because they're operating in a semi-normal environment. Now, Tampa's operating in an environment that I believe only a couple of other teams are, being 100% vaccinated. You know, so we'll see what type of strategic advantage that is, the fact that they're able to have everybody collectively together.
All right, I'll give you a reason why the over is the way to go here and why 78% so far. I've taken the over and the over-under of 12 for the win total for the Bucks. And Mike Clay put this together for ESPN Plus projections and whatnot for the 2021 season, rankings for everybody. And the first thing he talked about was strength of schedule, which is always something you have to base on, which is really based on last year. And then you learn as the year goes on whether or not it's accurate. But out of all the teams, all 32 teams, the defending Super Bowl champs have the easiest schedule based on power index.
Based on last year.
So it's hard to believe, but that's just the way it works. Now, remember, again, as he points out, the schedule is a predetermined formula. So you have six divisional games. There's no Drew Brees in New Orleans. The Falcons are no longer really the Falcons. I understand.
Is that a good thing?
The Panthers, what are they going to be this year? But they also have the AFC East and NFC East. So you've got the Jets and the Eagles and the Giants as well. Like teams that are we expecting a lot out of these teams? Do we know if the Eagles and Jets and Giants are going to be super competitive
or
not?
Giants were in a great game with
last
year.
You love the Giants. I get it.
They were in a competitive game with Tampa last year, remember?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, you know, let's see what else he says here. So now they are playing the Rams, the Bears, the Colts, which is a lot tougher. So their schedule goes like this. After the Cowboys, then they play Atlanta. And then they've got the Rams, and then, of course, week four, you know where that is, up in New England with the Patriots. You know, Dolphins, and then Eagles. So, you know, as we're looking at the schedule, Brady has talked about the perfect season as the one thing he hasn't gotten done.
He would trade in two of his rings.
Yeah. Is there any part of you in your 10 3/4 seasons that you played in the NFL that you could see them running the table?
I don't. It takes too much mental. It's too mentally taxing. I think that Patriots team had the right coach, the right mix of veterans to go for it.
I mean, they were there.
But I think that at the end of the day, is it really worth it to win the battle and lose the war? I think if Bruce Arians is going to be able to take care of his team, and if they are in that position to lock things up, I think that
does he really sit them? Does he really sit his guys? Like let's say if they're if they get to like 14-0, I mean, Teddy Bruschi told the story last week about how Brady and he went to Belichick that year in 07
and said,
we want to do this.
Yeah, and how'd that work out?
Well, they came really close.
Yeah,
I mean, literally a fingertip.
Were they playing horseshoes?
Oh, is that what you're telling me?
Oh,
you're gonna tell me? I get it that they didn't do it, but still, that was pretty damn close.
Yeah, it is.
But that extra week has got to change everything. And then on top of it, COVID.
Yeah,
like anything's possible. Like
it's a battle of attrition.
If there's ever an improbable year, this would be the most improbable year for a team to run the table and win the Super Bowl. This of all years to think about. Again, you can go back to that first time with them, and I know. The Miami Dolphins, they're going to keep the 72 Dolphins going to keep celebrating this every year. But we also know that they played now it's three.
14, they play 14
three
games.
Three fewer games now, right?
Exactly.
So, and then now there's also the extra wild card, but I don't know if that factors in here. The point is, of any time that if you, I'll tell you what, if you had to put your money on a perfect season or not, There's no chance this would be a year you would pick.
No, not at all.
To be a perfect season.
Not even
because
close.
Of all the factors that we're dealing with here. All the uncertainty. And you also think the Saints are going to be a lot better than the fact that they're without Drew Brees.
Listen,
don't take that step back.
Let's not.
Michael Thomas is going to miss the first 6 weeks.
Let's not forget. Well, he wasn't there last year either. So let's not forget that the Saints beat the brakes off of Tampa. Not once, but twice.
Yeah, they didn't look good at all.
Beat the brakes.
Like, the first time they see them is October, is actually Halloween.
Yeah.
Fitting.
Yeah, trick or treat. Because I'm telling you what.
Actually, that can't be the first time.
That defense is legit. And Jameis Winston gives that offense something that it's never had. Right? Yeah, okay, like he may not protect the ball the same as Drew Brees, but Drew Brees can't stretch the field like Jameis Winston. So like last year without Michael Thomas, some teams just have other teams' number. And listen, if last year's any indication of how this season's gonna go, I mean Tampa may be in trouble as far as not the division, because they should be able to beat the other teams, but man, it is a tough matchup whenever they go against Sean Payton. I'll just say that. Aarons and Sean Payton has his number.
I'm telling you what, again, it's going to be a fascinating year just from the Bucs' perspective. They bring everybody back, and they're going for another Super Bowl. But for Tom Brady, there's a part of him that everybody's already discussing this narrative. Can he complete the perfect season? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Okay, so speaking of football, the first weekend of college football, it was fun. There were huge plays. There were huge crowds. But there is some concern, and that concern doesn't come from college football.
Is that all sunshine and roses?
It comes from the NFL. And we will tell you what the concern is from the NFL coming up after Bart tells you about DraftKings.
Now it's time to celebrate. The NFL is finally back, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, has millions of reasons why you should be excited. To kick off football season, DraftKings is giving new customers a free shot at $1 million top prize with a total of $4 million up for grabs for Thursday opener. Getting it in on Thursday night single game showdown is easy. Draft six players from the season opener, stand underneath the salary cap, see how your team stacks up against the competition. So head to the app now. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at $1 million payday. Download the DraftKings app now and use my promo code BART. This week, new customers can get a free shot at $1 million top prize and $4 million in total prizes. Enter promo code BART to get a free shot at $1 million top prize with your first deposit. That's promo code, yes, B-A-R-T, BART. Only on DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details.
Zach Wilson.
As a fan, this is amazing. This
is
the time of the year.
This is what we talked about. This is real, man.
This is real.
Are you ready? I'm ready.
This is Ryan McGee, and I'm ready.
This is Keyshawn Johnson. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are ready.
This is Field Yates. The Boston College Eagles are ready.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and continues all day on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80 as well. Get in touch with us on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Family's everything, Bart. I've got peace of mind knowing my family's taken care of with life insurance. I recommend SelectQuote. SelectQuote's been helping families for over 35 years. Plus, quotes are free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. So, Bart, we had some college football this weekend, right? It's college football open. We had some really interesting games. Alabama looked all the part of the number one team in the country. Clemson, Georgia, you must have loved it, a defensive battle.
No, I didn't like that.
No? You didn't enjoy that as a defensive player?
I like being part of it. I don't want to watch it.
I got to ask Jeff Saturday. Jeff Saturday going to join us at 1 o'clock. I got to ask Jeff about our Tar Heels and what the hell happened in that game.
Because, no, don't say our. Say his.
Well, me. Okay. I'm a Tar Heel.
Did you bet the over?
No, I didn't bet the over, but I took Carolina 5.5. That didn't look good.
A lot of experts
said. So we'll discuss. Notre Dame, Florida State was a wild one to the end, and we'll hear from Bill O'Brien later in the show. But last night, Louisville and Ole Miss, first and foremost, at least one of the Heisman candidates actually showed up and played well, and that's Matt Corral. But it is not before at some controversy. But before I even get to that, one thing we did notice is that in a lot of these games, it's good to see NFL players coming to support their alma maters.
Yay!
As this is the last weekend of no NFL for a very long time, all the way up to the end of February, right? So all these players were coming to their alma maters. You saw them all. Trevor Lawrence was at. Some guys were on the sidelines.
We should have came in with Quavo. Because remember, Quavo came in and Jordan straightening. Ain't nothing but a little bit of straightening, right? And what happened with straightening? Like right now, they have concerns that four or five guys have popped up with positive tests. Who knows where Quavo was? Maybe he was at Magic City eating some sweet lemon blue peppers the day before. Like, so yeah. That's a big concern, right?
Zach Martin, we know already. He has COVID, and that's going to be for Thursday night.
Well, who was in the locker room with – who had to wear Georgia stuff and who was around? Was it Lawrence that had – they put the Georgia
uniform – Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, they put the Georgia uniform on him because they lost and all that stuff.
Well, Chris Mortensen put this out yesterday on Twitter. He said he talked or texted with a number of NFL coaches and executives who are nervous about COVID-19 testing today, with the number of players who visited their former college teams opening games and social gatherings this past weekend. Mm. So, yeah. There's going to be some concerns about more. I mean, think about it. You just, you know, I'm going to support my alma mater. And I come back to my team and I'm testing. I'm like, damn. And now you've got to go through all the protocols and hope that you're available for Sunday.
What's important? And it's a crazy thing, right? I wonder, like, see, this is the thing I really want to talk about, right? Because it's like.
But you wanted to get into something else, though. And we're tight with time.
Okay.
You want to, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to
set the tone of that. But this is bigger. So last night, Louisville, Ole Miss, and we saw a couple throughout the weekend of some targeting penalties and ejections that happened. But I mean, the most egregious was last night where two players, helmet on helmet, two of them on Matt Corral, the quarterback of Ole Miss. So there was one ejection out of it, and it was a pretty dangerous play. But Monty Montgomery of Louisville was ejected for that. And it's something that you've talked a lot about over the years about defensive players and how you're penalized a lot of times when the offensive player is also lowering his head. Now, in this case, he wasn't. It was sliding.
Well, it was four people ejected in the second quarter.
But there's
not
been,
everyone was like that.
But you're seeing, though, a lot of running backs that try to power through. They put their head down, and the defensive player meets him head on head, and then the defensive player gets penalized. Listen to Tom Brady discussing how this is actually a problem he sees in the sport.
I think the one thing about football that's changed over the years, which I think is really hard for someone like me who's played a long time to watch, is like, it's not being taught the right way. Like, a quarterback should only throw the ball to certain places because your receiver is in danger of getting hit. For example, when I used to play against Ray Lewis, I wouldn't throw the ball to the middle of the field because he'd go after you and he would hit, like, and we didn't always have the biggest receivers, but he would hit him and knock him out of the game. And now every hard hit is a penalty on the defense. So I feel like they penalize defensive players for offensive mistakes.
Your thoughts on that? On Tom Brady, one of the greatest quarterback of all time, an offensive player, saying that it's offensive mistakes and defense gets penalized for it. He doesn't like it.
Right, and that's what we've been saying forever, but maybe somebody will listen because Tom Brady is the GOAT, and he's been around, right? So he saw the evolution of the game, and probably that's why he's probably playing at such a high level right now is because he can't be hit like he used to, right? Like, you look at what happened with Justin Fields. Like, you're supposed to take that medicine. That's the medicine to make sure that you know when it's an unblocked person, right? But now, you know, guy comes in and they don't know how to tackle you. Like, well, if I hit him too hard, they're going to say I use all my body weight. Well, how the hell am I supposed to ensure that I'm getting him down unless if I don't hit him as hard as I possibly can? That's going to guarantee that he's going on the ground, or if I'm going to be on Ben Roethlisberger or, you know, Patrick Mahomes highlight tape or Lamar Jackson, because I'm trying to come together as balance.
Or Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and he hit me with the R2-L2. Like, so as a defender, what the hell am I supposed to do? Okay, Derrick Henry, I'm going to stand up right because guess what? I don't want to hit you helmet to helmet. Meanwhile, he's leaning his face forward. What happens is when offensive players that have the football in their hands lean forward, their helmet is in front of everything. So it's nothing to hit but that helmet. I'm taught as a defender, for me to make something go backwards, I have to get underneath it. For me to get underneath something, what do I have to do? I have to go low, right? But at the same time, nobody's calling. Like, you just watch that, you know, people that can't see on Plus, you know, what's going on. Like, you know, they showed a guy from Ole Miss running over a DB. Well, okay, one, you're bigger than me. Two, you're faster than me. Three, you're stronger than me. Okay, I'll hit you high and see what happens. Yeah, you're going to take me for a damn ride.
Yes.
Like, what the hell am I supposed to? It's a law of physics. So why do you think he's getting low? Because he's trying to get underneath me. So I'm trying to get lower to get underneath him. But it's my fault, right? No, it's your fault too. And I think that they're throwing these things. I'm glad that they don't have targeting in the NFL. You just get a fine. And sometimes you understand that that's just a cost of business. Look at this right here. Boom. Yeah. What the hell is he supposed to do?
Yeah, that kid got right.
Like, and so now I'm on his highlight train. I'm watching right. ESPN. And Connor
the running back.
Choo-choo. Get off the train tracks. Like, oh, really?
Yeah. No, like, no. But it's the curious, of course, is how do you change this? Because you also don't want to have – if you're trying to curb the head injuries, you don't want head contact.
I think we know.
But everybody's putting their heads down for, you know, just to stabilize themselves and to get that leverage you need to power through somebody.
Okay. What happens in with the pass interference rule, right? Before, they were just throwing pass interference all the time, right? Then they start saying, well, that was incidental contact, or their feet got tripped up together. Nobody tried to trip anybody.
What we don't need is more review.
But what I'm saying is, I think we know what a hit that's intentional looks like. Somebody's trying to get their helmet across. It's a law of physics.
Would the question then be, if I'm watching, because they are going to they review these anyway, is the review then you say, who dipped their head first? Would that be the question? If the offensive player is the one who engaged and put his head low, is the defensive player no longer susceptible to the penalty?
It's different between a temple shot and, okay, I'm getting underneath him, and as I'm getting underneath him, he's coming down and my helmet hits his face mask and it turns his head. Like, not all headshots are violent headshots, right? Like, it's not like you sitting up there. It's like in boxing, right? It's a difference between a good hit to the temple and it's a difference between a rabbit punch, right? We know a rabbit punch when we see one. Yep. We see an intentional launching. We see when somebody's, you know, intentionally trying to spear somebody. We should be better than that.
Well, we'll have to see where this goes.
Keep it in the game.
Yeah, we'll see where this goes. But, I mean, Bart, and I can tell you this because I remember him calling one of my shows one time when I hosted in New York. He just called me randomly while I was in the car listening to teach me about why this is a problem in the sport. And Tom Brady now, a quarterback, an offensive player, he's also calling it out. So it's certainly something to keep an eye on. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today. Find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Coming up, by the way, Deshaun Watson will not play. The Texans have named their starting quarterback and their backup, and neither one of them is Deshaun Watson. So the fact that he is not playing at all leaves a lot of questions that need to be answered about his status and how it should be handled going forward. We will discuss. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Only hoping maybe that Zach Wilson somehow is as good as Dak Prescott, well, at least shows to be, and we'll see what happens there with him on one team from Texas. But Bart, and by the way, it's Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. It's interesting that over the weekend that the Texans name Tyrod Taylor their QB1, which, not a surprise. Their backup, Davis Mills, the fourth-round pick out of Stanford. Okay, and the rookie. All right. But Deshaun Watson is on the roster, right?
and we said
he's taking up a roster spot. Right, he's not put on the commissioner's exempt list.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's the question. Why?
Well,
why not? Like, they're really going to eat up a roster spot for a player they don't intend to play.
Yes.
They're just going to pay.
Yes.
And they're leaving him there.
Yes.
Why?
Because you're only paying him $10 million, right?
What? That doesn't matter. So, it's a roster spot, Bart. It matters.
No.
Listen, it's a body that you need.
Where the hell is Houston going this year?
Well, clearly nowhere.
So I mean,
they're projected to be one of the worst teams in the league.
Right. So Deshaun Watson, what's the difference between having Deshaun Watson on the roster and Nick Foles up in Chicago on the roster?
Yeah, the Nick Foles thing, I don't understand.
Right,
at all.
So all you have to do is deactivate him. That doesn't mean that he's going to be active on the game day roster.
Is it because they're hoping that maybe they'll the reports were during training camp they were open to getting trade offers for him.
But they can't get what they want now, right? Because it's so much uncertainty. You don't know if he's going to be prosecuted. You don't know if it's going to be like
suspension. Right, he's still under investigation. There's 22 women who have filed civil complaints against him. So there's that, the civil lawsuits, he's dealing with that. And then he's also, because of this, under investigation by law enforcement and the NFL.
Right, so
with that in mind, is that not the criteria for commissioner's exempt list?
No. I mean, because, listen, he hasn't got anything yet, right?
He's still under investigation. Yeah, that's all that matters.
Right, but you can't be like
– He doesn't want to play anyway.
Everybody knows.
It's so bizarre.
I think everybody knows he's not going to play. So, like, why put him on the list when you know, like, you don't want to have to deal with the NFLPA and get the NFLPA into it because he...
Well, the NFLPA knows he doesn't want to play. What do they care?
But you still can't, like, suspend
him. He's getting paid.
No, if he gets suspended. But if you suspend him and put him on an exempt list, then Houston could go after some of that money. You think Houston's ready to play good in bed? No. They're going to come back and get some of that $10 million. So, you know, to just say...
Well, he gets paid. It's basically administrative leave. You're paid. You just sent away.
But then the team can get him for conduct detrimental and get him and try and get some of that $10 million back. They already know. Listen, they're already mad at him anyway.
It's the most bizarre thing.
So, listen, just let him sit there. Like, you know, out of sight, out of mind. He's going to get his $10 million. It doesn't matter because they're not going anywhere.
Does he get traded?
Listen, they don't. Do you think they really want Deshaun Watson to play and mess around and win two or three games? You really want that to happen? He messed around and win two or three games for you? So now you like the Jets and now you like the Jaguars and you could be picking first and have your choice? No, sit down and let's get the worst record we can get. We'll use this as a reset year. And then just think, I can mess around and get a first-round draft pick. I can get the first overall pick and then trade Deshaun Watson and get three other first-round picks. I can have four first-round picks in next year's draft. How about that for building a team?
Well, how do you know when you can trade him? That's the other question, because when this does eventually get to the point of whether it goes to court, who knows?
We know by February, right? Probably by February it'll go to trial or something to happen by February. So March, you know, the offseason free agency don't start till like March.
This is such a bizarre. It's an incredibly bizarre story.
It's crazy.
It's a very bizarre story.
We didn't ask the people anything.
The Texans aren't. No, we aren't, but we certainly will get to that. Okay, but coming up for months, Cowboys have agonized over Dak Prescott. His current loss may be just as costly. Next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.